Hi, Jarrell.
Hi.
Hi, Jarrell. How are you doing today?
Doing good.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. Happy Friday. We made it, right? All right. Well, my name's Amy Nelson. I'm the specialist in the department that handles the pricing for your area, and it looks like he sent you over to me to pull up the program details and see if it's going to be a good fit for On-Call Towing Services, LLC.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever considered putting the company on the first page of Google before?
Yes.
Okay. What has been your experience with that?
Well, I've always wanted to get on the first pages, really not knowing how and who to talk to.
Okay.
The Google representatives called me in the past. They signed me up in my area for free just because they needed somebody, but I'd like a little bit more exposure because I don't receive a whole lot of calls from maybe one a week, you know.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also this is Preston. I'm Jarrell's brother. So I'm actually the one that introduced him to Local Splash because I was aware of what you guys did. And one of the things I was noticing about Jarrell's business was that, you know, when I typed in, you know, towing services in his city, he didn't pop up.
Right.
And despite that, he would still get calls on Google. So
sure.
I think there's a way to really supercharge your inbound calls and your opportunities to work. If you just have more visibility, because right now he doesn't have a website, and he's not listed across multiple directories. And
We can hook him up for
right
sure.
Now he has to drive. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think he does have a Google business profile. But
yeah, I see it. I do see it, yeah. And even like a few things on the profile itself, like we can help with all that. Like on-call towing is all crammed together in one word. So instead of, and then services is lowercase, and then the LLC is lowercase. Like even just small things like this, inconsistencies like this can hurt how you rank. So we'll do what's called map cleanup. We'll do an overhaul of everything and make sure everything is consistent across the board and matches on all platforms, because we want it to be the most professional, you know, opportunity for your business. And your brother's absolutely correct. There's lots of different things that we can do at a very affordable rate. So I want to make sure I have the name correctly. Is it Jarrell with a J or Jarrell with a D?
J.
J. Okay, cool. All right. And I'm sorry, what is your brother's name?
I'm Preston.
Preston, thank you so much for the opportunity, Preston. I really appreciate you reaching out to us. So let me see what I can do here. I'm going to put together a good package for you guys. Let me see. So I see one phone number on Yelp that's like a 510 number, and then we're speaking on an 818 number. So which number is the best number?
I
think they maybe give you a W number, but my number is 510. 282-8460.
Let me set it.
That's my number. 818 number is my number.
Okay. Got it. Okay. Perfect. That's okay. I'm just, when I open the account, I want it to be under the correct number within our system. That way we don't have to go back and change things. Okay. Perfect. So you need the website. What about
mine as a secondary number if you need.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for that. Do you have a logo for the company yet, Jarrell?
Yeah.
You do. Okay. And then I see here you do have some photos, so we can definitely utilize those. And then do you have a Facebook page? Personal.
I got a personal one, yeah. I don't have one for the company.
Okay, that's okay. So what a lot of people don't know is that every business page is built as a derivative of your personal page. So they don't interact and intertwine. It's not like here's Jarrell and his beautiful family, and then here's his Facebook page and his business. Everything's kept completely separate. But one of the basic packages actually includes Facebook ads, and we have found it to be very lucrative. So there's a few different packages that would fit for your company. It just depends on which one it is that you guys want to take advantage of. So jumping right in here, for the new in business starter package, what we're able to do is we're able to actually bring the setup fees down considerably, and we can bring the monthlies down as well. So the platinum package is going to be a flat rate of $249 month to month, no contract. There is a one-time setup fee of $99. That's just so we can go ahead and get the website created and get all of that stuff set up. But the reoccurring on it would just be the $249. Now, specifically, what the program's going to include for you is complete Google local optimization setup. So we're going to take your current profile, and we're going to clean it up, and then we're going to put it on steroids. Keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, weekly posts. We're going to go ahead and create the website as well. And we are going to help to crank up those five-star reviews. So you have five-star reviews, which is fantastic, but we have a couple of different tools in order to help you to gain more five-star reviews, which is going to give you stronger exposure. The more reviews that you have that are five-star, the better it is for your ranking as well. It's really going to help that. And we have tools in order to help you because we know that, like, after you're done taking care of a client, the last thing you want to do is chase them down for a review, right?
Yeah.
But what we're able to do is we have a couple of platforms within the dashboard that's going to allow you to automatically send a link out to them so they can leave you the five-star review. Now, the package also includes Google-compliant, conversion-driven, mobile-optimized website. The website's up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. We build you a logo if you don't have one. You said you do. We showcase the photos of your work. We have the web developer write all of the content for each individual service that you're offering within your industry. So if you're doing lockouts, if you're doing roadside assistance, all the different things that you're offering, we want to make sure that we're capitalizing on all of those keywords and integrating them into the site. Additionally, we do program you in for not only a Facebook business page, but it actually includes the Facebook ads. So it's going to do automatic retargeting with the Facebook ads, and those ads are already included with the package. What I mean by that is normally Facebook ads are paid independently by business owners. We're able to couple it with the services and give you the strongest return on investment. So $100 of the $249 budget is going directly to the Facebook ads every single month. And our Facebook ad clicks are between 5 and 50 cents per click. We pass that savings down directly to our clients. You're getting a minimum of 200 clicks and about 25,000 impressions per $100 investment with the Facebook ads. We've seen a very, very strong closing conversion with these ads, and that's why we basically include them into the starter packages to get you guys up off the ground. It includes programming for the popular directories, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages. Your brother had mentioned that you don't have very many listings there. That is going to be super important, and we'll attach the website everywhere the business name is listed. You get mobile platform programming for iPhones, Androids, tablets, as well as smart car search results. Additionally, we do include a downloadable app with call tracking, as well as the client dashboard, where you're able to log on and not only track the success of the package, how many clicks to the website, location of the searches that have been performed, and so on, but you can also upload new photos, change content, run promotions. You basically have the local / dashboard as a hub to be able to control the listing yourself as well.
Okay.
Okay. How does that package
fit? I think the package sounds good. The only thing is the setup fee. I would like to waive the setup fee, and in exchange for that, I have more businesses to bring on board. And if that's something we can agree to, then I think it sounds like a good fit.
Okay. All right. Let me go ahead and send a message off to my supervisor and ask him if he'll allow me to waive the setup fee. It's already down from $299, so let me see if he's willing to waive the setup fee. And as far as the bringing more businesses on, for every business that you bring on that signs up for these services, we ask that they mention your name at the onset and give your business phone number, and from there, what you would receive for that is a free month of service after they've signed up and been on board with us for 2 months. Okay?
Okay.
Let me see here. Okay. In the meantime, while I'm getting his information, let me get a little bit of information. I've got to get that code from him to waive the setup fee. Jarrell, is it J-A-R-R-E-L-L?
Yes.
Last name?
Wingfield, WingField.
Got it. Email address?
Jarrell, Jarrell, 2004, GC at...
I'm sorry, did you say GC?
GC, like Greg Tom.
Uh-huh.
2004 GP at Yahoo.
At Yahoo. Got it. Okay. And then the phone number, 512-282-8460. This is your phone number, correct?
It's 510.
Yeah, it's 510.
I see 510 in front of me. If I said 501, I apologize. It is I see 510, and I'm going to text it right now with my direct phone number and extension line.
Yeah, you said 512.
I apologize. That's coming through to you now, and then you're going to get a tracking and reporting text. It's a 6-minute YouTube tutorial that takes you through the tracking and reporting system. Let me go ahead. Okay, he did respond. Okay, he said it's fine that we can waive the setup fee. He said for future businesses that you choose to sign on, he asked that you please don't disclose the pricing, because the pricing is specific to your business. We can't promise that same pricing to other clients. Okay?
Sure.
All right. And the business name, the way you want it to show on the first page of Google, is On Call Towing Services, LLC. Is that correct?
Yeah.
The business address, is it the one that's showing here, 16193 Silverleaf Drive in San Lorenzo?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, too, that's a residential address, so I'm not sure if there's a way to, you don't want people just seeing a picture of his house, right?
Yeah, that was my next question, because it's showing on his Google business profile, but when we go in and do cleanup, I can have him take it off and hide his physical address since it is a home office. People don't have access to his information. It's not so much photograph of the house as having the exact address, because they can pull that up anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's my personal recommendation, is to hide it. Unless you don't care. I mean, it's really up to you. So let me see here. What else services are you providing with the tow?
So you do towing, and then we got jump starts, tire mm-hmm. changes, fuel delivery.
You do lockouts?
Lockouts.
I'm sorry, yes or no?
Yes, we do lockouts.
Cool. Okay.
And also we do light duty equipment.
Equipment what?
Light duty equipment transportation.
Okay, what does that mean?
So say you have a 2,500 pound safe in your house and you want to move it.
Mm.
We'll put it on the tow truck and move it.
Wow. Say
you got a shed
okay.
in your backyard.
Okay. Oh, hey, I like that. That's great. I never wondered. That's really cool. Okay, we've got that in there. And then are you offering this for commercial vehicles as well, or is it just for personal autos?
Yes, commercial vehicles
also.
Commercial also? Okay. I'm sorry I have to have you repeat it. A lot of times it's like the sentence starts out strong and then it kind of like goes, it's like the phone, your voice sounds very, very quiet. Okay. So it's fair to say roadside assistance along with what you're offering, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. They're going to take the services and they're going to run them through the databases Google. They'll present you with a list of top recommended keywords based on that. The service area that he put in here is between 20 and 30 miles. You have up to 50 to play with. It's up to you. Okay.
Yeah,
so they'll go over the service radius during client onboarding. Let me see here. You have a personal Facebook page during client onboarding. They're going to ask for access and send that over to you. Do you have business license and insurance for your company?
Yes.
Okay. perfect. And then you have the, and you're able, you have access to your Google business profile, so you're able to give us the access, correct? When we send you the invitation, we don't have to claim over it.
I can send you the access. We'll just, yeah, I can.
Cool. So what we'll do is, it's super easy, Preston. We literally will send an email over to him on how to give us access, and you go on to sign us on as managers to have the access for it. Okay?
Okay.
It's really easy. We try to make it where you can literally just like click on a couple things and bam, you're in. So scheduling your client onboarding. Now, are we going to do a call with both of you for onboarding, or is Jarrell going to do the call on his own, or?
I'll be there to support him.
Okay, so should we call?
So we can do both.
Okay, so we'll call Jarrell, we'll and then Jarrell can three-way you?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
works?
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. And then are we leaving Preston on the account as an authorized user?
Yeah.
Okay. Preston, what is your last name?
Same last name.
Oh, okay. Brothers?
Not
I think
right.
you told me... I think you already told me that. Sorry about that. Okay. Let me go ahead and grab this. 818 number is yours. So there's going to be a passcode that we're going to set on this. And then anytime that you call in, just give that passcode, and then you'll have access to make change and adjustment yourself as well. For client onboarding, I think, let me take a look at the calendar. Wow. Okay. It's pretty full. Let me see. I can see if they'll give me an appointment either at one, between 1 and 2 or 2 and 3 for onboarding today. Would either of those times work for you if I can get approval?
Yeah.
Two or three works for me.
Okay.
2 or 3 is fine.
All right. Let me go ahead and ask, because usually when they're full, I want to make sure I get you guys done though. Let me ask that. Got that in there. Okay. So, getting this locked in here. Your price point is $249. The billing address for the cards you're putting on file, is that going to be the home office, Jarrell, or is there a different billing address?
Same.
Same. Okay. And on the cards you're putting on file, is there any middle initial, or is it just your first and last name?
That first and last name.
Okay. Just a moment here. The system is updating. Okay. All right, and I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
Maybe 4815.
Mm-hmm.
8203.
Mm-hmm. 4258. 4258? Okay. 6961. So just to repeat it back, because it was breaking up a little bit. 4815-8203-4258-6961.
Yeah.
Expiration month and year.
0327.
3-digit code on the back.
363.
Got it. And then the security question for the account, gentlemen, is your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name? I'm sorry, which one did you choose? City you were born in?
City we were born in.
Okay, yeah. And what city were you born in?
Fresno.
Fresno, got it. All right. Anytime you guys call in, please know that that is going to be the security word that they're looking for. If ever you get a call from somebody and you're wondering if it's actually local splash, please ask for your security code. Please understand, after I read this voice verification, that local splash is never going to ask you for any more money. So if somebody is calling and they're asking for more money, then that's definitely not us, okay? All right. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
In Service LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business. Jarrell, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account? In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged for today's date, which is January 19th, 2024, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $249 for the all-inclusive platinum package. Setup fee has been waived. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, no additional click fees, no call fees, no surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 19th day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service for any reason, we ask that you do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, the last thing is, Jarrell, you should have seen a text come through that says, Jarrell, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Please go ahead and click the link I've provided you there. This is going to be your terms of experience. Once you open that up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So as you scroll through here, you may see an asterisk by certain things. Those are things that can be included within your package at the time of your choosing and obviously upon a conversation because it would increase the cost of your package. That is Google Ads. If Google Guarantee ever becomes available in your area, we would offer it to you before we offer it to any of your counterparts or anybody as a competitor. We like to work with our current clients first. As you scroll down to the bottom, please click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Okay. Yeah, I just agree to the SMS messages.
Correct.
Straight holder. Okay, then my first and last name.
And then it should have taken you to a screen asking for username and password. The username and password will be granted to you in about 3 to 5 days' time of conducting client onboarding. Client onboarding is scheduled for today between 2 and 3 p.m. Please know that we will be calling from our 877 phone number, and as long as I'm readily available, I will be the one to call and introduce you to your onboarding agent. It's my recommendation that you lock that 877 number into your phone so you'll know when we're contacting you. And when you want to reach me, I'm extension 224 in the text message that I sent over to you earlier, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm really excited what this means for your business. Jarrell, do you have any further questions for me?
How long before it'll get launched?
Well, because he already has a Google Business profile, What the terms and conditions state is a max of 30 to 45 days for first page placement. However, he already has a Google Business profile, and it already has verified reviews. You guys have access to that profile, so you're going to give us access today. We can begin programming on that immediately. Okay, so he's going to see activity on that a lot quicker. Facebook ads are completely up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. Usually in the first 7 days, I see activity on those. Your Google reviews and all that, we can go ahead and create the tiny URL so we can begin getting more reviews for the company right away. The website's going to be up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. All the directory pages, those are up and running and have the website attached in the first 5 to 7 days. So everything moves very quickly. I would say within the first couple of weeks, he's going to be receiving phone calls on this.
Okay, but the Google one will be active immediately.
It's already active. We get to begin the programming. So the reason that we say for 30 to 45 days on that for most companies is because we have to build it from the ground up. Okay, we have to go get verification, and then we have to get the access, and then we can begin the programming. We get to skip all of those steps with you guys because you already have the Google Business Profile, so you have an advantage here. So, yes, I do know that you will see activity on that quicker. Okay. Now, let me see here. I have Preston. You're on as a authorized user and a preferred contact. Do you want me to leave the same email down that I have for Jarrell, or do you want to put a different one in for yourself?
You can put the same one because I have the access to the email.
To the email? Okay, cool. All right, everything else.
You can have, yeah. It's all
right. Everything else is set for you guys, and they're going to go over all of the keywords and get everything set up for you, go over the domain for the website and everything during client onboarding, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Preston or Jarrell, if you guys have anybody that you'd like to recommend to Local Splash, please go ahead and contact me directly, and we can set up something special for them and make sure that you let me have the – if they're calling independently, make sure you have them let me know your specific phone number so I can make sure your account gets the credit, okay?
Yeah, okay. Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for your time. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you all later.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.